the main points. The Director General of Elections Cameroon Elecam, Dr. Eric Esuse, visits some Elecam branches to access the registration of eligible voters that runs off today in the country for this year. Russia is withdrawing 100 of its paramilitary officers from Burkina Faso to help in the war in Ukraine. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brice, has made public the list of 24 players summoned for the upcoming AFCON 2025 qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe. Voter registration in Cameroon ends this Saturday for the year 2024. The Director General of Elections Cameroon Elecam, Dr. Eric Esuse, will visit some of the council branches of Elecam to access the registration exercise. Reports say Elecam officials in the littoral region who are working tooth and nail to meet up with the targets as to the end of the 2024 revision exercise. Although much progress has been made, they still aim at receiving latecomers and having them registered. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, who closed the first edition of the Mass Education Caravan, emphasized the importance of constantly educating the youth. Minister Mununa Futsu said when children are well informed, they cannot turn to vice and cannot be manipulated and used in criminal activities. He spoke to Winston Lebga.
Your enthusiasm and commitment are truly inspiring. What we need to do now is to translate this dynamism into concrete action. I urge you to keep getting involved in your communities and making your voices heard during the coming academic year 2024-2025.
And on to our running series on Back to School. Registration processes are said to be unfolding well in some schools in the nation's capital. In the following report, Patience Wingo spoke to a few school administrators to gauge the exercise in their institutions. Her report.
In most primary schools in Yaoundé, especially lay private ones, doors opened since the month of June for the registration exercise.
Deputy head teacher of P. Andrew Balingua School Complex, situated at a 2D abattoir. Preparation for the academic year 2024-2025 is moving on smoothly in our school. All our teachers are in place. The school compound has been kept clean, classrooms have been painted, and teachers are already working on the class timetable and preparing lessons for the first week. We started registration in the month of June. What we require during admission is that the parents should provide a report card, photocopy of birth certificate, 2 passport size photo, and a photocopy of vaccination card.
Particular attention is being paid to the health status of pupils.
For cases where we are not really sure of, we conduct a test before the child can be admitted.
According to this other administrator from a lay private secondary school, the registration process has been smooth so far.
Landry Biloa-Onana, a teacher at the International Private Lay College, Pythagore. So the registration process, you just need to come along with a photocopy of your birth certificate, the transcripts of last year. So if you are worthy to be admitted, just admit you and you begin the training with. Many new parents have been coming. Our former students have been coming. Basically, all of them are already registered for next year.
In some of the government primary and secondary schools in the nation's capital, officials say the exercise too has been going on hitch-free.
Patience Wingo. Some 200 orphans of fallen police officers in the littoral region have received didactic materials on the build-up to the resumption of the 2024-2025 academic year. This follows a donation at the party house in Bonanjo, Douala, by the Litoral branch of the Policemen's Wives Association, POWA. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Bangla with the details from Douala.
They are orphans of fallen police officers of the national security who no longer have the privilege to enjoy fatherly love and care. However, members of the Litoral branch of the Policemen's Wives Association, POWA, have made it a point of duty to fill the void in their hearts. Barely a few days to school resumption, they have donated school kits consisting of bags, books, pens, rulers and reams of papers to the children. The benefactors explain that the school items symbolize hope, encouragement and confidence. Madame Sophie Estelle Goule is the National Secretary General of POWA.
The message to the orphans and the widows today is that they are not alone. We will always make sure that they should be well taken care of. Let them take their studies serious. Let them work hard to have better futures tomorrow.
A gesture highly appreciated by the beneficiaries, among them a second year university student, Boyo Victoire.
A great opportunity. The Policemen's Wives Association at the hand of a very good gift that can help us to continue our studies. I'm very happy.
The recent donation in Douala by the association, it's in its ninth edition since creation. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
Local communities and other stakeholders in the Mayokani division of the Far North region have been educated on how to get their rightful benefits from those utilizing their numerous natural resources. This was during a two-day workshop organized by the Ministry of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, Henry Tato Ekambi of our Far North Regional Station reports.
A plant sold at 600 francs a kilogram to a company that transforms it to a pharmaceutical product sold at close to 500,000 CFA francs. That is an example used by one of the facilitators at the workshop, Professor Fong Zosie Evariste, to show how local communities are not getting what they deserve as benefits from the resources they produce, a situation that should not persist, raising for the organization of the get-together. Professor Fong Zosie.
The Ministry of Environment has received a grant from the Global Environmental Fund to implement a project on the operationalization of the ABS framework in Cameroon. It is expected through this project to increase the awareness of local communities about the Nagoya Protocol. This project is an opportunity to develop two key selected products here, Balanites aegyptiaca and Acacia nilotica.
Participants say they can already see their lives changing because of the knowledge gathered. Asta Amadu, participant.
We used to transform and sell locally, but we have learned to sign partnership from those who come to get our resources so we can benefit more.
It was also agreed that a reinforcement of sensitization of local communities was vital so they can get tangible national and local economic benefits from their resources.
CRTV News. Out of the country, Russia is withdrawing 100 of its paramilitary officers from Burkina Faso to help in the war in Ukraine. They are part of about 300 soldiers from the Bear Brigade, a Russian private military company who arrived in the West African nation in May to support the country's military junta. In sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brice, has made public the list of 24 players summoned for the upcoming African 2025 qualifiers, AFCON 2025 qualifiers against Namibia on the 7th of September and Zimbabwe on the 10th of September. Fabrice Ondua and Jean Castelletto, who are injured, didn't feature. Meanwhile, Fai Collins, Mike Ngandu, Vincent Abubakar, Andre Onana, and Carlos Baleba are amongst the regulars who are in the squad. Meantime, the flag bearer of the Cameroon Paralympic team, Darcy Marie Antoinette, has qualified for the semifinals in Taekwondo. The African champion in the plus won her first two fights yesterday to advance to the semis. Harrison Ashutiku reports.
The African Taekwondo champion in the less than 67 kilogram category, Dazi Marie Antoinette, has been exceptional in her two outings so far. She eliminated Elena Savinskaya, a neutral athlete, this morning to advance to the quarterfinals. The 28-year-old again showed proof of her skills in the semis against Cecile Er of Turkey, beating her by 13-6. At 6:45 p.m., Dazi Marie Antoinette will attempt to secure the first medal for Cameroon in the 17th edition of the Paralympic Games in Paris when she takes on Ana da Silva from Brazil in the semi-final. In the meantime, her teammate, Mawe Alet Foucault, is also doing great in discus throw. She threw a distance of 21.87 meters, the fourth best performance in her series, that eventually secured her a ticket to the final.
Harrison Ashutiku, ending the news, CRTV News.